Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Reporter's Notebook with David Begnaud.
I heard a story over the weekend that I just had to share with you guys. Miss Crescencia Garcia turned 100 years old. Now, I think if you live to be 100, you ought to get a shout out. But that's not the best part of this story. Miss Garcia beat the coronavirus. She's now out of the ICU, was never intubated, never on a ventilator, and is no longer requiring oxygen. She'll soon be home, her family hopes. She's not going back to the nursing home where she used to live. She's going to be living with her daughter. A little bit of information about her. She served in the Women's Corps during World War II. She served in England, in fact, caring for wounded soldiers. She is larger than life, her granddaughter told me. I bet she must be, to beat coronavirus at 100.